Let's start the show. I'm
All right.
excited.
Well, I did want to say something about the before we forget. Remember the letter that we got about the Ozempic? The mean
Ozempic,
letter that we got. Did you guys ever try
yeah.
Ozempic? Well, I think we should address that seriously, don't you?
Well, I mean, how do we get it?
Well,
We don't
that's
have
the
health
issue.
insurance.
Remember the
Well, that's
days
the
when,
issue.
like,
This
Schenectady would
listener
be
reader
covered
wants
with,
to.
huh?
If this listener wants us to supply us with some street Ozempic, I'm game.
Remember when the streets of Schenectady were always covered with needles?
I do.
So,
I
do you
do.
think
We'd
any of
go.
them are covered with Ozempic needles?
I don't know. We could try it. I remember the bottoms of my feet in the summertime were all covered in little bricks, and based on what block we're on, like my vision would be affected based on the block we've worked on. Blurry this block, hallucinating the next block, cross-eyed third
Oh,
block.
you're so fanciful, La. Well, anyway, the long story is, for the person who wrote in about asking us if we had discovered Ozempic, it is not free. They don't just give it out. You can't get it from a dispenser. You can't get it on the street.
Ozempic dispenser.
Ozempic dispenser in public bathrooms. So no, and because we haven't been to, for a physical in years, we don't have any, we technically don't have any diagnoses, right?
We're just like when the less COVID cases you have because you stop taking tests, you have
Yeah.
less COVID. So we have no diseases, no problems because we don't go to the doctor. So we must be 100% healthy.
I
Those
think
bedroom eyes. You know, I
you
we should
have
start the
bedroomy
show.
eyes, Law.
We should start the show.
All right, all right. Welcome everyone to episode 3 of season 3 of the Half-Allied Podcast.
We're the Law and Law Brothers. My name is Law, a 60-year-old twin.
And my name is Law, his 60-year-old twin.
And our podcast is for people like us, people in the arts who tried and failed to make a living doing what we love. Me as an actor in LA and my brother as a writer in New York City.
But we're still pursuing our craft. We talk about how to go forward now that the original dream is no longer realistic, and each week we discuss something we've learned from various sources about carrying on in the entertainment world.
And sometimes we even have guests who inspire us with their stories of redefining their meaning of success in the arts. Do we have a guest today?
The short answer is we did have a guest today, but now she's awaiting sentencing.
Aren't they all? Well, I guess it's just the two of us. It's
It
weird to
is.
see the two, because we go months sometimes without seeing each other. I just hear the clump, clump, clump when he's coming up and down the stairs. He doesn't even hear that with me because I live in the basement and I just
Yeah,
come
and
and
I
go as
think
I
you're, are you going
please.
out those, what do you call it, doors? I can't remember what they're called, those metal doors that lead into the basement from the outside. Is that easier for you?
Well,
There's only three steps.
it's all based on the emergency department when they have the jaws of life ready to open the door for me because I can't fit anymore
Oh,
through the
come on,
regular
La.
door. No. Yes, I
You're
do.
still beautiful. You know it.
Thank you, La. Thank you, La.
You're still svelte.
I think we both look damn good for 60 something.
60 plus. How's that?
60 plus.
We shall remain 60 forever.
Forever. Forever. But we got to
So,
find a job.
yes, we do have to find jobs. Last time we talked about our job, I had a really good one at a department store, but it was at night. It was a men's clothing store, so it wasn't filled with disgusting, filthy people, just absolutely wrecking the bathrooms. And I had the whole place to myself. I was the only employee, and it was at the mall, but unfortunately, it closed, as everything is in the mall. So, I am
And
currently unemployed.
currently, conveniently forgot your job as a professor with no college degree.
Yes, but I thought
That
since they
was
were threat,
dangerous, and you could have gotten us in big trouble.
I know law, but since they were threatening legal action, I thought it was best not to bring that up. But thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. And we
Perry
burned the
Mason.
bridges with Cazinati, so we can't
Oh.
work in the restaurant anymore.
Still with them?
So, well, the bridges are burned. So I don't know. I've been going, been combing Craigslist for even daytime gigs. We got to do something.
Now, La, this is I'm dead serious. You've heard about OnlyFans, right?
Yes.
There has got to be some niche audience looking for someone who
Swims.
looks like you. Or maybe, well, it could be both of us, but I mean, you're kind of like the least offensive of the two of us.
Can
So,
I do it like fully clothed and do it in a non-sexual way?
yeah,
Ah,
I think you can do anything.
all
It's like
right.
but there's a kink for everybody. So you could be like the angry stepfather or something like that with a belt in
Well,
your
let's do it.
hand.
Why don't
Okay.
you do it all, and I'll just sit here and go, yeah, I like that. Turn around. Oh, yeah. You're so naughty. Even blush, baby.
I'm not sure that's how you gather your fan base. You're so naughty.
You're
No, I mean,
so naughty. I would be a perfect AI boyfriend.
how so?
Let's try it. I've been seeing all these ads for AI. Are you lonely? I'll never leave you. I'll always be there when you come home from
Oh,
work.
that's it. That's it,
So let's try
Law.
it. I'll be your AI boyfriend.
Okay. Hi, Law.
You're fat.
But you're supposed to love me.
Kidding. I love you. I love all 300 pounds of you. No, let's try it again.
Okay.
Welcome home.
Oh,
I've
you.
really missed you.
Oh,
I've
you're.
been alone here waiting for you to come home.
Well, I'd like you to kiss me and hug me because you're handsome.
All right. How's that? How's that, lover?
That was really good.
Let's do
Could
it
you?
again.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I had a little
Did you have a hard day
glottal
at work?
stuff. What's that? AI
Did you
boyfriend?
have a hard day at work?
Yes, I did. I was cleaning up all night long, and I'm so happy to see you.
Poor baby. Boy, I wish that you had enough money so that you could stay home alone or home with me all day and we'd talk and have fun all day.
That would be wonderful. And then we could get married.
Know,
I could
they
leave
were
my
right.
fat brother behind. He goes everywhere with me.
Leave my fat brother behind.
Law, what if I
What,
get
love?
dumped? If I get dumped by an AI boyfriend, it's like, if there's no place else to go.
Well, like Ozempic, AI boyfriends you have to pay for. I actually looked into it. It's like $7 a day or something like that.
Oh my God, that's a lot for a kept
Damn right.
fake man.
Right. So
Wow.
I guess that's not going to work for us. Oh, la, something will turn up.
I put in various applications. I put in an application to Stewart's, which for those our fans around the world, it's a local convenience shop. Very popular. But the thing is, when I went in there the other day for a coffee, I noticed that the people behind the counter work really, really hard. And I just don't know
Fast.
if I want to do that. I
Well,
mean,
I know that I'm not allowed in there because of the hot dog incident. Some stealing hot dogs.
I told you to count the number of hot dogs you stuffed into that one bun and put into the
Because
foil.
they're not crusting. If I say there's one hot dog in the package, they should just charge me for one hot dog. This person looked inside and saw I had four jammed in there with no bun.
Oh, Law. What am I going
I'm
to do with you?
sorry. I'm
Well, at least
sorry.
you didn't get arrested. Can you imagine how humiliating that would have been getting arrested for four hot dogs?
What are you in for?
Well,
Weenie theft. Yeah.
don't know.
Hola.
They might keep their distance from you. They find out that you were brave enough to steal hot dogs. But anyway, I put in an advertise. What do you call it? application there. Perhaps I shouldn't have done this, but I did sign up to substitute teach. I do you have to have a college degree to do that? I can't remember
Yeah, I
now.
signed up to be a veterinarian too because I love animals.
I signed up to be a brain surgeon. I
We call it a
applied.
brain doctor in our family,
Brain
remember?
doctor.
You go see the brain doctor? Yes, Grandma. I went to see the brain doctor. Yeah. Grandma loved brain doctors. Anybody who worked in the hospital was like A1 for. Are you having a problem with flies upstairs? I don't know
I'm
what
afraid
it is.
so.
All of a sudden, I mean, you know our bodies are very clean. The Law Brothers
Yes.
are clean with their bodies. The
We are
house,
clean
I
with our
don't know.
bodies and our clothes.
But it's been raining so much, I don't know what happened with these flies. They're
Oh my
everywhere.
God. And they're so bold, you know, it's like I can't sleep sometimes at night,
They're
flying around
very
my
aggressive.
eyes and, huh?
But we've got to, we have to keep in mind what our show is about. It's not
Okay.
just about the two brothers catching up. It's about, you know, let's any artistic endeavors. Law, have you been doing any writing, Law?
Yes, I have, Law. I've been working on the play about Grandma, and like I told you
Ooh.
last season, I made the two of us one character because I thought it worked better that way. And I haven't sent it out yet, but I have been getting these little microfiction things, like you know, write a story in 100 words or something like that, which is unbelievably hard. And I've been getting some of them published. I even made $5 from one of the online publications that I got published in.
$5 is 5 meals of ramen noodles.
That's true. Well, it you know, you stretch a dollar. So, what about you?
Stretch a dollar, swallow a dime. I haven't been doing much, Lob, but what can I do as an actor? I've been reminiscing old stories and trying to think where I went wrong, and also congratulating myself on doing anything at all. I have a
Reminiscing
story.
stories. What do you mean, reminiscing
Just
stories?
about when I was a working actor, different jobs I had and different jobs I screwed up. Like I was thinking of a little house on the prairie. I had a daytime job, and
I
you know this one,
remember.
right?
Yep.
And Michael Land, I was playing part of a, there was like a traveling group of delinquent boys that were being dragged chained through town by some guy who had a part in the show, and I was one of the boys. And Michael Landon was always walking around the set with his shirt off, and I wasn't especially attracted to him, but I was looking at him, and he spotted me. And he goes, "This guy's looking at me. What's he looking at?" And I panicked, and I said, "Melissa Sue Anderson said he's got three nipples." And I got in trouble, and I got, and she cried, and it, and that was that. I didn't get back for the second day, and they had like a week of work, and I was just the one boy who was there in the first scene, and the next one, and that boy was
Oh, wow.
mysteriously gone.
Well, at least you got paid for the week, I assume. You
No,
were in the union.
back then I was, but it was different times back there. Michael Lynn was a very powerful man, and I angered him. I
Why?
made Melissa Anderson cry by lying, and I did a horrible thing.
Okay.
It is what it is. But I
But
was, that's how I was thinking. I was thinking about the all the different times I screwed things up in Hollywood.
well, what is this reflection doing about you getting an actual some work locally in
In
some kind of
Schenectady?
yeah. Well,
What am I gonna
Schenectady Light
do in
Opera.
Schenectady?
There's the Egg. You were in the Egg last year for the
It's
Christmas
the
Carol.
doldrums of
A Christmas
summer, though.
Carol.
It's the doldrums of summer. I suppose I could try to do something if they have the theater in the park in Albany, but
Yes. I looked that up. I'm not kidding because it's a paying gig. It's not a lot of money, but they're doing
yeah, humid,
Oklahoma this
80
year.
degrees outside.
Well,
I mean,
why don't you ask them if they can get people to fan you, Law? What do you think the rest of the actors are doing? Enjoying the 80-degree weather?
well, thank you for being supportive. I don't know. Don't push me.
Who could you be in that? Who
Push
could you
me, La.
audition to be in Oklahoma?
It'd be Ado Annie.
Ado Annie,
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix, fix. Because I can't say no. I love the fellers. Can't say no.
It's modern times. There's no reason why a man can't play a woman, and or it can't be a gay
That's
part or
true.
trans part, right?
That's true. Or I could do a romantic lead.
You could be the one who sings, "There's a great something out on the prairie, on the
There's a great
meadow."
something out on the prairie. This great something says.
But you better get the words right. It probably would help for you to know the lyrics of the song.
I want to do Ethel Merman music. Hey, I'm riding high.
I'm riding in a Surrey cross Oklahoma.
They say you have to, I mean, it's hard in Schenectady. La, you can write anywhere. What am I going to do? And
Oh,
everybody in
La,
Schenectady
I
knows
know I
me as the
agree with you.
La.
Think I don't understand these frustrations. I'm just throwing things out there to see if anything interests you, because you can
Well,
do it. I mean, you can go
do
out and you can do the humidity weather performances. I can't do it. I start sweating before I get on stage, and it's bubbling off of me. But you're just a little hot, so it's not the end of the world.
But an actor needs an audience. Does a writer need a reader? Do you feel your work is complete if it's not read?
Sure.
So then I should be able to perform a play in my basement here, and it would be done with no audience? Isn't an audience part of my art?
Yes, but I have like no idea where you're going with this.
Well, I'm saying like it's different for you. It's harder for me. It's impossible for me. It'll never work out for me. That's what I'm saying.
Long, remember, we're 60 plus. We have to do just about anything we can get. This isn't time
That's
to
true.
be
You know what I could
particular.
try to do?
What?
Y years ago, I did voiceovers and things like that. And they must still have some place
Yes,
in
you have a
Albany.
great
But how do I?
voice.
Yeah, I'm like, get there. I'm gonna
I
try that.
know.
So for next
Yes.
week, I'll see if I can get involved, and I'll call up. I'll try to think of somebody I worked with 100 years ago before I moved to LA last time, and
Yep.
see if anybody's still alive.
That is an excellent idea, Law. Excellent
Because
idea.
I have a face made for voiceovers.
Yes, you have a face made for radio, and I think maybe I will try to become a local model. Local commercials, Law.
Think though I could maybe put on Craigslist, I'll be your fake boyfriend. Just call me at night and I'll talk to you.
I
Are you
think there's money
lonely?
to be made, Law, and on OnlyFans, because there's
Yeah, but
something for
none of the
everybody. And
sex
so what
stuff.
if you just make a tiny bit of money? What's the difference? It's still money and you're not taking your clothes off. So,
But I don't want to do sex stuff. I just want
oh my God, did you just hear
talk.
me? I just said you don't have to take your clothes off. Oh, I don't want to
Yes.
do sex stuff.
Yeah, but yes, but that does that's part of it, but that means that I don't want to watch them do sex stuff. Can't it be like
Are you sure you,
OnlyFans,
well,
like,
I don't know how it works. Do you actually see them going to town on themselves?
oh, that's a good idea. Well, I don't want to know that they are. Can't it just be like hire a friend? I'll be your friend.
What? You are the most self-conscious person sexually on the planet. You don't even
What are
want to
you
know that other
talking
people are
about?
masturbating. What?
I mean, why don't you do OnlyFans?
Well, because I think you're like more the man than I am. I'm kind of,
More the man.
I'm just like, people don't really go for me. You always had
They're
cute
knocking the door
boyfriends.
down for me.
Yeah, but remember back in the day when you lived in LA, you had hot boyfriends. They were violent sometimes and
Was an accident.
sometimes wound up in prison, but they were cute.
Well, I'll put it on the list.
All right.
So that's it, folks. Thanks for watching.
Well,
Well,
my
it's just
brother.
thrown because it's so weird to see each other, and we're used to doing the show and, not cleaning up and not like, polishing our looks and seeing each
Doing
other.
our hair, right?
Yeah, it's strange. It's
Yeah.
kind of nice. I wish we could see all of our listeners. I see Johnny. I see Susie. What do they do in Romper Room?
Yeah. I think people are named Johnny and Susie these days. Susie.
Susie.
She's 80 years old.
That's what grandma used to call the naughty part in the girl. She got a Susie that's hot.
Okay,
She
so
walks and oh, she's shake a Susie. I know.
anyway, my brother-in-law did find a very nicely
Oh.
written post on Medium for us to discuss.
It's called the silent ache of failure.
And while it sounds like a downer, its sub-theme is actually failure as a catalyst for growth. And I got a little bit of encouragement from this law. Good find, good find.
Well, let's discuss it
All right.
and maybe give this show some direction.
One of the things it says, positive things about failure, is that failure forces reflection. You were just doing that like 5 minutes ago, right? Reflecting on telling Michael Landon he had three
His three
nipples.
nipples. That's the thing
But
about the Law Brothers. When we're attacked, something comes out of our mouths and we never know what it is. And it's usually very acerbic, very cutting, ridiculous, but
that's how we survive childhood.
this happens. Yep.
But anyways, failure forces reflection. So reflect, I mean, I assume if you were to get an agent now, even locally for what do you call it, for voiceovers and stuff like that, that you would have learned from all those absolutely idiotic things that you did on sets in the past, right?
I think so. And because we've done all of last season, we really did a lot of reflecting. So when I did the Christmas Carol last year, outside of the costume incident, I did restrain all the impulses. I did keep in mind everything we talked, the reflection, and I got through it.
Yeah,
So I
and
guess maybe there's some growth through
there
reflection.
definitely was. I can't say it about myself necessarily, but for you, I mean, you had all of your marks. You sang, you had all of your lines down. And I remember seeing you when I visited you in LA, and it was like 1990 or something like that, and you were in a play out there, and I can't even remember what part of town it was, and
I remember.
you stopped the entire action of the play because you were mad at somebody
We
for
need to start
farting.
over. Everyone knows it's not real. Everyone in the audience, right? You all know it's not real. The beginning was terrible. We're going to start over from again. And everyone's just looking at me like, don't do that. We can do it. We're going to start from the beginning. Everybody, everybody. Yeah, it was horrible. I
I
don't know what I
remember
was thinking,
I
but I
left.
thought that it. No, but I thought
You were
that they
looking
would
for me
want to do it
after.
over.
Oh, la. Well, I
I was
know,
like
but you were, I mean, I
cutting
think
the bone.
you reflected on it. You were a bit of a diva. A
But I just
diva
because I wanted it to be good.
to be perfect. The
Yeah.
next bullet is learning resilience through adversity.
Through learning resilience through adversity.
I'm
Learning
sorry. I
resilience through
only said that because
adversity.
that's how what's her name says, Melania Trump. I'm learning resilience through adversita.
Well, that's
So,
actually interesting because
yeah.
we had a lifetime of that, right? We had to be resilient kids with our family.
Right.
And we had a lot of adversity. We
Yeah.
got our gallows humor from that.
And I think that we could have gone out the wrong door in that house, right? And we could have wound up in prison and all kinds of things, and we've been violent because all the meanness that was done to us, and it was just the opposite. I mean, we were sarcastic little creepers, and people, adults didn't like us, but we were survivors because of the adversity.
So I have a question though. That served us up to 15 years ago. That served us from when we started the podcast again.
Right.
So where was our resilience the 15 years that we were just sitting here rotting in depression?
Well, I think
Because I feel resilient now. I want to move forward when it's probably too late. But it didn't help us for that 15 years of depression.
I don't know. You can't just, cast depression away, can you? It's got to run its course, and it took a long time. Yeah, it was terrible.
Glad
But
we're on the
anyways,
same
here we are
schedule.
now, trying to be positive. The next bullet is failure teaches you about humility. Well,
Learning humility.
we've always been rather humble, but it's not like we had to be taught that.
That's true. I don't think we ever had a problem with not being humble. I we did have a belief in our talent per se,
Right.
not thinking it was better than anyone else's, but
Right.
I never had, problems with that. But yeah. So he humble. Yeah, we're pretty humble now. I think if we had any heirs, those heirs are dead, like our
Well,
family.
at least, even if we got really successful somehow, something happened, we would not be arrogant. You wouldn't be a diva anymore because we've been humbled by every stage of our lives, right?
What would success look like now at our age?
Oh, just having some money. Oh my God, I couldn't care less about fame. Just give me the money.
Yeah, just enough to stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Yeah, I have to shop at the dollar store all the time for groceries, but
That's like, what's real food taste like?
I know,
Doesn't come
right?
out of a freezer or can
Come out of a can.
or boiling water on it.
Although I did, I know this is a bit of a digression. I did find, that corned beef that comes in a can and you get the little key to,
Yes.
well, if you mix that with a little bit of a Kraft macaroni and cheese, it actually is
Oh my,
disgustingly
that's
tasty.
an
Yeah.
idea.
And I didn't eat like a ton of it. I'm just saying it was, highly processed, dear. But it was, it was a cheap, efficient meal for someone who has no money.
We're gonna do a cooking show.
We really should.
Cooking with failures.
I don't think that's such a bad idea.
Well, the next one is society celebrates comebacks.
So don't you
So I
think it would be
guess,
cool if we actually made a success at something, or one of us did, and probably you. And I mean, it would be like a rags to sort of riches to rags again to riches. I mean, you'd be like the talk of the town, at least Schenectady.
shame of Schenectady turns into Schenectady Sons.
Exactly.
Long la Schenectady's sons, no longer the roach capital of the world. It's the
And even though
home of the
we
Law
were very
Brothers.
successful, we have tons of money, we've decided to stay in Schenectady and support our
That's
hometown.
right. We're gonna stay in this hovel.
Move to Niskayuna? Heaven forfend. I'm going to stay in the proper confines of Schenectady.
Yeah, I want to stay in this house. La, I went into grandma's apartment, the middle apartment. Remember when we found her? So we
Yeah.
found her
All right.
after she had passed away, a few days after she passed away. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, it might
I
have been
found
more
where
than a
she
few
was
days,
laying
but
in the crook of the door. There was still like a mat of her hair stuck in the corner of the bottom of the doorway. How many years has it been?
now, what does this have to do with society celebrating comebacks, Law?
Well, it's society's sons, Schenectady's sons. And whether we stay in this house or not. That's what I
You're
mean. Like, I'm
talking
thinking, yeah, why
about
wouldn't we stay in this house? It's got our DNA everywhere, including our grandma, our whole family's DNA.
grandma's hair.
Freaked me out, La. I thought it was like just dust bunnies, but no, it was from that day. We had a peeler off the floor.
The next bullet is that there are changing attitudes toward failure, that people are actually
Okay,
looking to
failure's
failure.
in now.
Failure is
Failure's
in now
where it's
because it's
at.
a way of learning from it, I guess.
Well, let me take it through. Changing attitudes towards failure. Well, what are the changing attitudes towards failure?
Well, I guess I assume that it's the attitude is probably that it's a logical and necessary part of developing one's career, right? Because you're going to fail at some point, or your marriage is going to fail, or you're going to, fail financially, but people don't look at that as somehow you're worthless anymore. They look at it as it's a way of it's,
He's a grower.
well, I don't know. He's a grower. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe he's growing, right?
He's growing. That's what they say in my OnlyFans page. He's a grower. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
Every time
that.
you say something, I'm just going to say three nipples. I'm going to remind you.
Stop it. I don't want to even think about that. And I don't want to think about grandma's
Well, it's a good
hair
thing you
either.
brought it up.
You're going to come down stairs to that apartment. We're going to finally clean that middle apartment. We're going to get it rented again.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm up for it. We definitely need the money. Until that day our ship comes in.
So, how do you turn failure into a stepping stone?
Well, I think I don't know. All of these seem to be kind of familiar, as a theme that you use it as a stepping stone, in that you know all the things that you screwed up in the past, and you're not going to make those mistakes again, or you're going to try not to make those mistakes again. And also, you've learned things about, like, say, the business. You've learned things about how to market, how to promote yourself, stuff like that, because of the things that didn't work in the past, right?
I think if I was to go back to Los Angeles, I would not try to be anything other than what I am this time. I wouldn't try to, look like a nerd so that I can get nerd parts or look like some. I would just be me, and there's got to be something. I mean, what would you cast me as? A doctor?
Well, a buffoon maybe.
Buffoon.
Like
But
the
what if I want to play a
non-dangerous.
doctor? I'm an actor.
Well, you could be a doctor. I mean, not all doctors are good at what they do. Some, there are probably dumb doctors, right? Or
I guess so.
overweight
I say
doctors.
that, but already I'm doubting myself. Because so I'd have to sit back and wait for something to be appropriate for this. Because
Well,
I wouldn't.
but I think that you're selling yourself short, because I do think that if you just went in and were yourself and stopped being self-conscious, and they wanted you to read part as a doctor, you would probably kick it out of the hit it out of the ballpark,
I'm not cutting my hair.
right?
See, that's the things I do though.
Don't
Rather than go
do
in there and
that.
read, like
Yes.
most people would go in there, do the part, do a fantastic reading. They like you, they offer you the part. Then you say, "That's great, but I'm not cutting my hair." I walk in the door before I've done anything. I'm not cutting my hair. And I'm ready for a fight.
And I want
So maybe I.
$3 million. Oh.
So I guess that's what I've learned, not to do that anymore. Go in there, do your best, then make the demands.
Well, yeah, but if you go even a little further, right? Maybe make reasonable demands, or requests or something like that. And if they aren't willing to meet them, think of it as, this is still something that's going on your resume. It's still something worth doing.
It's so funny that the Law Brothers make any demands at all. When you send in your queries for your now I want this on that page 31.
I'm 12-point font, Times New Roman, and I want a picture of me that's flattering. We don't do
There you
pictures.
go.
Well, anyway, La, I think that was a good post that you found, and it has changed my attitude a little bit about failure, because it takes me out of that idea that we are just failures and we're stuck in that mold, and rather than failure being this external thing that happens to everybody, right?